The Senta Review, episode 151, Saban's Masked Rider, part 3. Welcome to Jabber Wrestling Corner, the show that... Oh, wait, wrong show. Hey, look, that's almost how the quality ended up being, because almost got killed three times trying to come get your ass. Because fuck people.
Fuck people?
These people don't know how to drive, dude. And I mean, most people usually complain. No, there's literally a big, giant sign. I mean, gigantic sign, like literally cuts... midway into both oncoming and, you know, the other lane. And literally it says, no U-turn. So what does this dude in a car do? Literally cuts from the outside lane, cuts across two other lanes of traffic, slams on his brakes, and performs a U-turn right in front of me, so I almost get rear-ended by 7 pickup trucks. Followed by some other moron who decided that he needed to slam on his brakes, like, 50 feet from a red light because there was a car in front of him stopped and he's too busy jerking his putt or looking at Facebook crap and life is great. Of course, and again, he probably heading on down to the TT races. We got to get to the dirt track, don't you know? It's time for the races. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff. And I'm going to go ahead and it's going to be great because we're going to get down there and Jimmy Bob's got his good trailer down there. And I'm going to make me up some good old-fashioned tobacco spit moonshine. And mine's going to be the best because I only got one toofies. So it's going to be the best because there ain't no other toofies to get up in there. So I can make sure that when I spit, it's nothing but spit. You can tell what kind of mood I'm in.
Technically, you should also be thankful, too, because we're finally finishing this Masked Rider.
I know, but Luke Cage dropped last night, and I'm in the middle of episode 6. By the time this goes up, seeing as how it's going to be in like 2.5 weeks, a week and a half. Either way, it's probably going to be pretty close to Happy 4th of July, because 4th of July is on a weekend this year, on a Wednesday this year. So I'll double-check myself. But I'm pretty sure it is, so happy 4th of July. Pop. I'm almost certain it is. Because I've been bitching and whining and complaining about it for the last fucking week at work. I'm like, God damn it, why does it have to be on Wednesday?
So
that
anyway,
super ruins my weekend.
So anyway, Scott Action Jackson?
Seth Lovell Sario, and I was absolutely right. 4th of July is on Wednesday. So happy 4th of July to everybody who's outside of America, because you get to laugh as we implode.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
Okay, and as stated, we are finally finishing Saban's Masked Rider with another mic drop.
No, more fireworks. Because it's more exciting. And I don't even know if me dangling the fucking microphone by the cord is going to sound great or not. That was a double explosion.
Technically, the thing we're looking at here at Jeremy's living room is a lot better than
Jeremy's smart TV's fucking screensaver. Yeah, I know.
So let's hop into episode 31, Million Dollar Furbus. I want to say Phoebus.
Hi, my name is Ed McMahon. Would you like a giant check? Sign up to get a giant check for me, Ed McMahon. Or not Ed McMahon because copyright, but still.
Albie enters himself and Furbus in a $1 million sweepstakes. Furbus wins but is too young to enter. Dragon unleashes a too powerful insectivore, Lavasek.
Next!
Well, I was going to say, I got some notes to go into.
Oh, okay. If you've got notes, go ahead.
Yeah, I got notes.
Because literally, I didn't write down any notes. I just watched the episodes, and I was like, yeah, I'll remember these. 3 weeks later. Do what now? Fucking hoo-ha?
Okay, first off, after apparently the family finds out about this happening, some cousin with kids shows up to ask to borrow a few grand. Yeah, like that's going to happen. And your kids are freaking annoying.
Well, actually, truth be told, that's not a joke. Anybody who's ever won anything in their lives, like big cash prizes, like the lottery or shit like that, literally people will come out of the woodworks demanding money, being like, hey, you remember that 20 bucks that you that I lent you like way back in like 1987 when you weren't even born yet? Yeah, you owe me with interest. That's going to be $200,000 that you owe me. Like, people do that shit all the time. Like, I know you don't want to think about it, but one day your mom is going to die, and the one thing you're going to have to worry about is people are literally just going to show up out of the blue and be like, yeah, your mom is a really sweet lady, but I lent her $20 like 16 years ago. She owes me like $7,000 now, so pay me money. That's how some people make their money, is they literally go down and buy a newspaper, look in the obituaries, and literally track down each individual person so they can be like, yeah, I had some dealings with this person, they owe me money. It happened with my grandfather, it happened with both grandfathers, it happened with my grandma, it happened when my aunt died. Literally, people will show up and just be like, yeah, they owe me money. So that's kind of one of those things where it's ridiculous the way they do it, but that's the one real thing in this show.
But meanwhile, while that shit is happening, then Patty shows up with Herbert, wanting the Stewarts to fund a show starring Patty.
Patsy,
whatever. But in which case, it's like, congrats, you're going to watch it. You want the Stewarts to fund a show that only you and maybe him are going to watch. Congrats.
Yeah, exactly. Well, again, people coming out of the woodwork. Hey, you've got money, give me money. Money.
And speaking of people coming out of the woodwork, Principal shows up with the football team, wanting to get more annoying. This is getting more annoying than Furbus on a normal day.
Right, right. Which is, like I said, that's the old trope of mo' money, mo' problems. That's legit. That's not a joke. If you have money, okay. My uncle, like my great uncle, literally owned a telecom company down in St. Louis. Like, that's not a joke. It was just basically a phone company, but it was a legit telecom company. He had money. They had bank. But at the end of the day, he learned real quick who your friends are and who your friends aren't, because people who are constantly leeching off of you because they want money will constantly leech off of you because you've got money. So the one thing that I learned from him is the person who looks the poorest usually has the most money. And the person who looks like they have the most money has nothing. Why? Because them motherfuckers is blowing it on stupid shit.
Like drugs and hookers.
Technically, yes. I mean, I know it's a very racist thing to say. But if you go to the store, two people will pull up over at the store. There's the person who walks in looking like they're flat-ass broke. They've got nothing going on. They literally get a shopping cart. They fill it full of a couple things. You know, they go up. They basically start getting nervous and antsy in the checkout line because they want to make sure they've got enough money. They pay for their shit, miraculously have enough, and walk out the door. The next is the motherfucker that pulls up in a brand-new fucking, car, decked out to the nines, jumps out, they've got fucking big diamond earrings, they've got rings on all their fingers, they got fucking brand name shit, like shit that you can only get if you go to like Fashion Week in New York. Like, they've got brand name, brand fucking everything, brand spanking new, everything is a brand deal. And this motherfucker has $2 to his name.
And he gets, like, one thing.
Yeah, and he gets one thing. He just wants to drive around town and show off the fact of, hey, look at the nice new thing that I bought, when nobody gives a fuck because everybody's on that grind. The only way you're not on that grind is if you're the CEO of a giant company who's able to make that bank, or if you win a giant fucking paycheck, which is a fake-ass paycheck, which what they don't tell you is, even though it is a $1 million check,
it's only about half that.
Taxes, motherfucker.
If lucky, half that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So, do you have anything else on that episode?
You already know what I said. Next.
Episode 2. Echo Phase Albie.
Yep. Echo Phase Albie. Becomes the Masked Rider.
While playing baseball, Albie runs into Dex and somehow gets the Masked Rider powers. Then he must battle insectivores. Then Albie wakes up from getting hit with a baseball.
Yep, it was all a dream. By the way, you can tell that on this show we're definitely trying to be professional and all sorts of expert, because both of us are literally looking at the Wikipedia page for the episode listings, because
these episodes sucked.
I had my stuff written down a month ago.
Oh, no, I'm on the fucking Wikipedia page looking at all this shit. And yeah, no, most of it is word for word.
Anyway, I guess on to episode 33, Race Against Time. Dragon gives Albie a race car that can't lose, the Revenator, which leads Dragon's forces.
No.
They got it wrong.
It's not a race car. It's a remote-controlled RC car.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, which leads Dragon's forces to Dex's cave to destroy Magno and Chopper, which, yes, like, that really happens.
Right.
So, the thing I got
is... It would have been good, especially considering the fact as to what it is that they're working on. Because, like I said, there's only one episode that I actually give a shit on this. But if, like, this would have been the episode right before it, and they would have left it as, yeah, it's broke and everybody's destroyed. Oh, this would have made for great television. Too bad they pulled back. They pushed out hardcore on this.
So, it was bad enough that Justin from Turbo had a boxcar race episode. Now we got a remote control race episode.
Yep, where once again there's another kid who's being a giant dickhead. I'm better than you are.
I got more money than you.
What you gonna do? I'm gonna keep on racing and not give a shit what you think. Well, but my mommy and daddy went out and bought me the greatest, most expensive thing ever. Cool, grats. Hope you enjoy that for the rest of your life, relying on mommy and daddy. Because that's where you're going to be. Living at home, relying on mommy and daddy. Because you didn't learn shit in the real world, son.
Now, this thing I wrote down, because I don't know if it was just this episode, or maybe the episode before or prior to that, but for some reason the animation of summoning Magno and Chopper seemed to be flipped.
Oh, you mean because Magno came out first and then Chopper came out second?
I don't know, but no, it was flipped like the...
They mirrored it. So
yeah.
Instead of him facing to screen left,
it was screen right,
yeah. Because technically we can't do stage left and stage right because you just got done doing stage play anyway.
But yeah, I don't know if it was just this one, but this is where I noticed it. It's like, did they just flip this now?
Yeah.
instead of before?
Yeah. They've been doing stuff like this in Power Rangers shows for, like, forever. Like, literally, once again, you take the same footage, you show it a billion times, but if you can get away with doing something that makes it look all sorts of fantastical, like mirroring the image, so that way then, you know, if something happens, like, okay, so there's a Megazord fight, right? Megazord's fighting Goldar, let's say. Okay, so the Megazord in the Sentai gets its ass kicked. You know, he picks it up and throws it off to the left, and then it comes back with a vengeance and attacks him from the right. We're not there in Power Rangers, so we're going to mirror it where Megazord never got its ass whooped. Now the Megazord's going to come back and whip his ass, but then we're going to flip it again to be right side and then actually, you know, show it from there where now he's kicking the crap out of the Megazord because the Megazord needs to blow up so we can get the new Megazord. You know, they do crap like that all the time. It depends on what the script that they wrote calls for with the footage that they have.
Phoebus pimps out a riding lawnmower and tries to dress like a piker.
Yeah.
And then towards the end of the episode, we get a remote control Phoebus. Ferbus.
Yeah, I was a little bit confused as why you kept saying Phoebus, but...
Remote control...
Future Scott, make fun of yourself or I'll be pissed! Phoebus? Who's Phoebus?
Remote control Ferbus, which that right there... Scary idea.
Only slightly. I mean, technically speaking, the only reason why he was, quote, remote controlled is so that way then, Ferbus, what are you doing out and about? Holy shit, is that an alien? No, it's a robot. Look, children.
Look.
Oh.
It's remote controlled.
Yeah. Oh. Well, shit, that's cool. I want a remote control teddy bear. No, you don't.
No, you don't. You don't want this.
Because really, inside of there is a 4-foot-tall man... Who, as soon as he gets a chance and they yell cut, he's going to go snort coke off the mom's ass.
Oh, Okay, on to episode 34, Catatomic. Molly is unsure about cheerleading tryouts coming out. Dragon transformed the Leewood Tiger mascot into Catatron. And the MILF used to be a cheerleader.
Yep.
That's the only note I got.
let me explain this episode. So, Numbnuts, everybody's favorite scientific wannabe mohawk-wearing pop fucking punk rocker. He's the mascot.
He's in the actual mascot
and then
attire.
The suit becomes real. So now he's got to run around for half the episode butt naked, ducking in bushes, being like, somebody give me some clothes, please.
Actually, I think it's better off assuming he's just in boxers.
Right. They make you assume he's in boxers, but at the same time, they also try to make you presume that he's running around butt naked, ducking behind, you know, bushes and shrubs. Because truth be told, any normal, sane human being, I don't give a shit if you're in high school, college, grade school, if it's like a week from now at like the company picnic, if something happens where you're stuck wandering around in your boxers and you have the ability to go get clothes, fuck you. I'm coming out from behind, stare at my boxers all day long. I leave the flap wide open so you can stare at my nuts as I'm walking right up to you. I don't care. I'm gonna go get me some pants. Because Solomon Grundy want pants too. There's an old one you got to find and splice in.
So, episode 35, Indigestion. Dragon replaces Dex's school lunch with a toxin to poison Dex. He has nightmares of being defeated. Afterwards, Ferbus calls King Lexian to heal his grandson. Then, Mask Rider faces two insectivores while weakened. So, the first note. So, is the nightmares just a Dragon message on a loop of insults?
What? I'm sorry, this episode was that boring.
No.
Because truth be told, the only thing I remember about this episode was I was in the middle of one of the most obnoxious puzzles I've dealt with in Mario Rabbids in a while. Because I was on the last level. Like, technically, I still have to beat Rabbids, even though I haven't played it in, like, 3 weeks now. Because I'm on the Bowser fight, and, yeah, fuck that fight. So I moved on to playing other games. Like, Redneck with a Shotgun. And, let's see, oh, god damn it, what is it? Damn it, the Fallout Vault one.
The Fallout Shelter?
Yeah, Fallout Shelter. There we go. Thank you, sir. Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze, and what other games did I get for my Switch like 2 weeks ago?
What about that Castlevania game?
Oh, well, yeah, no, but I've already played and beat the shit out of that. And then technically I beat that game 5 times already, but...
I thought it was either you or Bill saying that you beat it 17 times or something like that.
It might have been me, and I was probably over-exaggerating, but yeah, because I've beat it like 5 or 6 already. Technically I still have to beat the boss rush, but fuck that. I tried it once. Whatever item you pick, that's whatever item you get, and congrats, it doesn't come back. It literally is a gauntlet. It's fucking insane. Damn it, I've played Ikaruga a few other times since it came out, because fuck, that game is hard, but it is so addicting.
Did you try Fortnite on the Switch?
No, I haven't gotten Fortnite yet. I really need to fucking get it, but that's just because I was playing Fortnite on the PS4, but I want to get it for the actual Switch, but I want to get it so I can play the actual like single-player story mode. Because the single-player campaign actually is supposed to be a lot of fun.
It has a single-player campaign?
Yeah, it's always had a single-player campaign.
Because everything campaign, I see shows the multiplayer stuff.
Right, everybody wants to play the Battle Royale because they did it right around the time that PUBG got fucking super huge. So Battle Royales became the new shit. They were the new hotness. If you weren't playing Battle Royales, what kind of fucking loser are you? Much like loot boxes became the big hotness, and then there was a giant controversy over them. So you have to deal with the loot boxes and everything now. But, that aside, it's always had a single player mode. The problem came down to a matter of when it originally came out, it was free to play because you could play the Battle Royale all you wanted because that was free. But, spend money, pay us money, and you can try out the single player while it's still in beta. Because truth be told, Fortnite has actually been in development for the last, like, 4 fucking years. But they've been, like, slowly working on it. Like, they leaked it at, like, E3 4 years ago. And then nobody heard about it the year after. There was a little bit of a mention, like, last year. Or not last year, but the year before that. And then, or maybe it's been 5 years. I don't know. Either way, fucking, because I was watching the Did You Know Gaming on it. And they literally, they were like, yeah, they leaked it. And then nothing came of it the next year. And then there was a slight mention of it. And then next thing you know, they were just like, yeah, fuck it, Battle Royale. Go have fun. Because they slapped that shit together real quick as soon as PUBG came out.
The only other note I got on this episode is...
I love how this episode is so important that we decided to fucking go on a video game tangent.
Is the interaction between the Stuart family and King Lexion. It's...
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of more interesting than them and Dexter.
Right.
So... D, got anything else besides some snoozing on that episode?
Next at Bat, episode 36.
A banana and a monster are a key to a mystery. Our hero must brave a haunted house and a strange
This was
friend.
A Halloween episode, not a joke. This one was released on literally Halloween of 96, which is why they did this the way that they did it. It's not a joke. He's in a haunted house. Trying to find a guy.
And Dexter is somehow a detective now, too.
Yeah, somehow he's a... I don't want to say he's a Naked Gun level of detective, because that will be taking away from Leslie Nielsen, but, or at least I think that's who it is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I was right. Because I always want to fuck his name up for some reason, because I'm an idiot.
Nielsen Leslie?
Well, no. Because I know it's still Leslie, but I always want to call
him...
Yeah,
it is Leslie Nielsen, but...
But I always want to call him Nelson, like Leslie Nelson instead of Leslie Nielsen, but that's because I'm a fucking moron. But yeah, no, so literally the episode is, hey, my best friend has a vampire fruit bat, he wants me to take care of him, oh, by the way, he got loose, because Ferbus is a dick.
Dick.
Yummy, yummy, goomy, goomy. No, Ferbus, he's not food. Huh. Open the cage. Ah, fuck, the bat's loose. Let's smack it around with tennis rackets. Quick, open a window. We'll catch it that way. Up, the bat got out.
Oh, the bat transformed. Oh, the bat transformed.
And then you could tell over in the actual fucking Kamen Rider, like, this shit was some serious shit. And then over here it's, look at it, we're making it goofy.
Okay, on to... What should have been the last episode, what was, production-wise, was the last episode, release, yep. Broadcast-wise, not. The Invasion of Leewood.
Best episode ever. If this were an episode of Jabba Wrestling Corner, fucking match of the night. Five out of five.
Count Dragon issues an ultimatum. Masked Rider must surrender his powers, or his newest insectivore, Bruticon, will destroy the city. Dex must team up with Masked Rider Warriors to save the city.
There's only one thing I have about this episode that absolutely pisses me off.
Oh, is it going to be the thing I'm going to bring up?
Or the
thing
fact, that everyone the fact knows? That they, the fact that they named all of the other writers different names, including one of the guys they named Amazon. And then when Amazon shows up, he's something the fuck else.
Here, I got the list and how it's wrong. You are a V3, not Commander. You are X-Cross, not V3. You are Amazon, not Rider Man.
Thank you. That was the one that really pissed me off. I was like, you're not Rider Man. You don't have a fucking Adapto hand.
You are Stronger, not ZX-Cross, or not X-Cross. You are Sky Rider, not Amazon.
Yep, that was it. I was like, you dumb motherfuckers.
You are Super One, not Strongman.
Why, again...
The first one and the last guy were the correct ones. That's
yeah.
It.
Why the fuck did they not just leave the names alone? Don't get me wrong. I understand. If they would have gone with the original, you know, like the actual original Kamen Rider, like V1 Kamen Rider, and calling him Kamen Rider Commander, I would get that. I would understand that. I would appreciate that. But because we're dumb Americans and we've never seen Kamen Rider, I'm the wrong name. I'm the wrong name, too. But my name is actually supposed to be his name, and his name is supposed to be that guy's name, and that guy's name is supposed to be that name. If you're going to be that lazy, leave the damn names alone.
The weird thing is...
Hi, I'm Kamen Rider Frank. This is Kamen Rider Steve. Pick something cooler, damn it.
Some people have actually tried to re-edit it and redub it to make it right.
Good luck, Jack.
No, with just that part of the video.
Yeah, I know. Good luck, Jack.
Yeah. But as far as some of my notes...
Because half of those names aren't even the right names for any of them anyway.
Yeah. But, yeah, one...
But, yeah, that's the only gripe I have. Otherwise, holy shit.
Yeah.
Dragon steps up his game. There's actual real drama. They bumped it up from PG to PG-13 They bumped it up from Y to Y-7 for one episode, and it's like, hey, look! Good stuff! Yay! Although, truth be told, technically it still would have been Y7 anyway, because Power Rangers was always Y7, so it would have been Y13 at that point. But still.
The little skeleton floating base thing.
Yeah.
I've always assumed it's been over Leewood.
Yeah.
Because of the monsters being dropped down and stuff.
Yeah.
Apparently in this episode it wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently it wasn't up until this episode. Now don't get me wrong. That's the best part. You see shots where it flies around the city and next to damn buildings.
Oh, yeah. In this episode, people are just now panicking over Dragon's ship being overhead.
Now, I could understand it.
Why?
Because I can understand it today's day and age when everybody's got their face glued to their cell phone because they're watching Netflix and YouTube. Hi, YouTube. We love you. And, you know, literally staring at Facebook and looking at fucking porno pictures of their ex-girlfriend.
But with as often
Tinder
as...
and shit, it's like...
But with as often as Count Dragon has been here dropping monsters off, people are just now freaking out about the ship.
Yeah, yeah, because apparently everybody's been too busy doing other stuff and being caught up in their own lives. Much like society today, we've been caught up in our own lives, only instead of being caught up in our own bullshit and worried about our own bullshit... We've been caught up in our phones worrying about other people's bullshit.
And those commandoids foot soldiers return for this episode.
Yep, which is good. We get to see the actual legit putties and not the Americanized fake-ass putties.
Not the maggots.
Yeah, not the three dudes in the same suit running around fucking trying to be a... not even a poor man's. This is fucking... A destitute man's version of fucking Three Stooges. You literally gotta have no money and owe a motherfucker some money. You gotta be in the middle of being dropped off the bridge because you can't pay your loan shark back to enjoy these Three Stooges. That's how poor these Three Stooges fucking worms are.
And the masked rider warriors trained by fighting each other to almost the death.
Yep.
And are meanwhile taking that much time to get their training done before somehow magically appearing on Earth.
Nah.
All right, episode 38, The Eye of Inoue. Dragon give our hero the evil eye. Dex tells the legend of Akosek, how an Inoue looks at its...
Here, I'll read it. Count Dragon gives our heroes the evil eye. Dex tells the legendary... tells the legend of Akusek how many Edenoids that, I'm like trying to read it from like down at dick level just because I don't want to move my hand because I'm lazy. Okay, so how any Edenoid that looks at the eye in the middle of its forehead
is frozen
with
fear
forever. Dragon then plans to use his own Akusek to trick Dex into being pulled inside its eye
and
where he can take his Masked Rider powers. But is our hero in the eye of the storm? Find out in today's episode of Masked Rider.
And guess what the only note I have on this is? Are you afraid of the dark edition of Masked Rider?
No. Because at least Are You Afraid of the Dark and Goosebumps is more suspenseful than this bullshit. There are some episodes of Are You Afraid of the Dark that are legit creepy. There's a couple of episodes of fucking Goosebumps that are semi-legit creepy. Like the one where the guy literally is teaching kids how to play piano, but come to find out he's actually a robot, and the real dude is the janitor guy who's actually the scientist controlling them all. Like, that shit was kind of creepy when I was a kid. Kind of creepy. Didn't give me nightmares, didn't startle me. I was like, wow, that was kind of an ingenious premise. And then I turned on Tales from the Crypt. Because fuck you.
I was going to say, I put down Are You Afraid of the Dark Edition because it kind of begins with everyone trying to tell scary ghost stories and stuff.
Right. No, I get that one, yeah.
Okay, episode 39. Oh, here's a favorite for
Exit
you and me.
Exit Nefaria, Enter Barbaria. Yeah.
Fed up with Nefaria's failures, Dragon shrinks her and transfer her powers to Barbara Stewart, dubbing the new servant Barbaria. Master Rider must break the spell and defeat Predivore.
Insectivore Lobstatron.
Actually, the weird thing is that's not the main one that he fights here.
Right.
That monster, he actually is where the episode begins with him fighting that lobster monster.
Exactly, which is why you shouldn't read Wikipedia, because Wikipedia does not make you a Wile E. Coyote super genius for Super Sentai.
Genius. Okay. But yeah, it's weird that the episode begins in the middle of a Masked Rider fight after the second episode after what should have been the finale?
Yeah. Well, at least they were starting to do it right. Hey, look, here's the fight. Okay, now we could go into some plot. Okay, by the way, now we're going to have an entire episode about the only character that really matters.
The hot MILF.
Damn right.
And the hot MILF gets a little naughtier by getting a little evil.
Scott, porno pictures. Scott.
Make the censor bar smaller because she's naughtier.
Don't actually do that. We want to stay on YouTube, damn it. Don't do it. Others can look that shit up on Google like I did, damn it.
Anyway, the final episode, episode 40, Detention.
About this.
Dragon sends maggots to implant a brain mite in Dex's mind. It'll stab Master Rider's brain and take control of his arms and legs. Can the powers crack the brain mite before it scrambles his mind? What an asshole the principal is.
Not only is the principal an asshole, but then what makes it even more fun is they're like, oh, by the way, Sleep Ray. Oh, by the way, I'm going to go do shit as Master Rider. Oh, by the way, I'm coming back. Wake up. Oh, I guess detention's over. Well, shit, I hope you guys learned a lesson. Look, if you're going to try to turn this into the Breakfast Club, at least make it, I don't know, more relatable.
Well, here's why I say the principal's an asshole. Dex defends a guy, and all the principal hears is fighting.
Yep.
Asshole. Asshole.
Well, yes and no, because truth be told, when it comes down to it, a teacher's job anymore, especially because I remember being in high school, where literally every other week there was people getting into fucking fist fights because you looked at my woman wrong. Type of shit. So, because of that, what ends up happening is, you know, basically anybody who hears anything, doesn't matter if you were the one who threw the first punch or not, technically suspension. Like, you know, basically they have to become cops. Now, don't get me wrong. At my high school, the cops were literally down the street. Not a joke. They drive up a hill through the only main drag in town, turn left. Congratulations, you're at the high school. It's literally all of, like, 4 miles. You can walk the motherfucker if need be. So, the cops were down there all the fucking time, not only doing drug checks and shit, but to keep the cops from showing up, because they would get pissed off if they had to show up every other fucking week, like there was a fight every other fucking week. Basically, to stop that, the teachers ended up being cops. So, yes, you're right. Asshole. Because he didn't do what a cop is supposed to do, which is sort the shit out and figure out who swung first and why they swung in the first place. It's just, you two were fighting? Detention. Deal with it. Sit in the same room. Be agitated at each other in the same room.
Now, both Dex and Count Dragon ask, what is detention?
Yep.
It's like, it's another one of those,
that's funny.
That's funny. They both don't know what detention is.
I remember what detention is. I know what detention is. It's where they make you come in on a Saturday at 8 o'clock in the morning where there's like two teachers. Neither one of them want to goddamn be there. They're just as agitated as you are for being there in the first goddamn place. To which case, nobody talk, nobody do nothing. I was up drinking all night anyway. This is the teachers, by the way. I was up all night drinking anyway, grading your shitty midterms. Everybody shut the hell up and leave me the hell alone until I get six more cups of coffee in me. Then you may speak to me. Until said time, sit down, shut up, and look at the floor. Oh, it's noon. Everybody leave. I want to go get McDonald's, damn it. Leave now. That was detention.
And also, while serving detention, Dex uses flail. It was awkward. It was awkward.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
Yeah. So, that's it.
Yay! I'm glad I almost died for how long's the episode so far? Like, what, 20 minutes?
Actually, about 35, going on 36 minutes.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, right. I forgot we had fun with the video game talk, so that actually increased it.
So,
time for the three count? Oh, wait, wrong show again.
I think it's time to rate this mofo series.
If all I had was, like, the first couple of episodes followed by race time, and they actually killed fucking Magno and Chopper, and then, of course, everybody's favorite, episode 37. If those were the only episodes I have, fucking great. 10 out of 5. You did amazing. But because I have all this bullshit, so much so that literally it took us 3 episodes, because there was 1 week where it was like, yeah, we can knock out 20 episodes, and I said, no, I can't. It's too painful. Don't do it. Don't.
It's a trap. It's a trap.
There's other shows where I could knock out like 40, 50 episodes in one sitting and be perfectly fine with doing that. This show, hell to the no. Hell to the no. Hell to the no, no, no. Decent attempt. Again, if they wouldn't have pulled as many punches as they did, you know, obviously the editing, you can only go so far when you're taking a Japanese show and trying to Americanize it. Especially the fact of, you know, literally there's multiple times where you could tell that Dex magically became an Asian man. Up, now he's back to being a 12-year-old white boy. Up, back to being a 35-year-old Asian man. Up, 12-year-old white boy again. Like, no. But, I mean, like I said, just some of the premises, the fact that it was trying to be too goody-goody, like, just, eh, that's kind of par for the course, but,
I think I'm going to be the generous one here.
You're being the generous one. I gave it a 1.5. Should have been a 1.
Now, like you said, if, like, maybe a few of these episodes from each of the parts that we did was just it.
Yeah.
It would have been, probably had an average rating.
Right.
Yeah.
It'd probably be at about a 3 or a 3.5. It wouldn't have been, you know, as terrible, truth be told.
But because of all this bull and this waste of time.
Not to mention the fact that, and again, I don't want to drag it into it, but the fact that all we have at one point in time is VHS quality.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't help
like,
either.
Like, that does not help. Now, don't get me wrong. If there was an actual DVD release, I'm pretty sure I still would not be able to watch this show. Like, I'd be able to actually physically see the show and watch it, but I'm pretty sure I still would not actually enjoy watching the show. Like, it would still be homework like some of these other fucking seasons have been. A turbo!
But yeah, because of how horrible...
damn summer colds.
How horrible a majority of these episodes are, and the material in them.
Sorry, I'm still laughing at myself. I literally, when I did that, I spit all over my fucking chin. It was like... God damn it, I just got fucking spittle everywhere.
2.
Oh, yeah, you are being generous. All right, well, we're not going to combine these and fucking go from there. We're just going to do it like we do on Jobber. There you go. There's our individual scores as to how we feel on this. By the way, just a little bit of some housekeeping, so don't go away too much. So as it stands right now, I know we've probably gone over this a few times. Having a job sucks.
Also, not having a job sucks, too.
Well, for you, not having a job sucks because you don't have any money. For the rest of the group, having a job sucks because, again, you know, my job has been on mandatory Saturdays. So I must work Saturday, so I got to be there at 8 a.m., work until 2, and then do stuff. Bill got moved to first shift, finally, so that's going to make things work a lot better. But he's at work right now and usually doesn't get off work until about 4, I think.
Wait.
Yeah.
If he's at work, how is he sending messages on PlayStation?
He might have the app, I don't know, or maybe they didn't force him, I don't know. Last I knew, according to him, he was stuck at work. He wasn't going to be able to get off work and get over here until about 4. Our normal time for recording is about 3.
So we might be able to cover one episode without him, one with him.
Yeah, so from now on it might be me and Scott for an episode. Shane's just completely butt-fucked. Shane's on second shift. If he gets forced into work, he's just not going to be here. And apparently the mandatory OT is apparently starting to crank out at their job. So when it comes down to it, Shane basically, he might not be here anymore.
He might show up for the second one.
Yeah, he might show up from time to time, but basically don't count on Shane to be here anymore. Now, that's not saying he's done with the show. That's not saying he's gone. It's just life sucks, wear a helmet, basically.
Life's been a bitch.
Yeah, and it's the general. Like I said, life sucks, wear a helmet. And make sure on top of that helmet you have a condom on, so that way then you can save the rest of society from your stupidity if you are that stupid. If you don't think you're that stupid, film yourself for an entire day, watch it back as if it was somebody the fuck else, so literally just pick a random week and pop into tape, and be like, well, I pop into tape, good lord, I'm a grandfather now. you know, load up the video. Like, literally, just have your friend film you all day, and literally just randomly out of the blue a month or two later just be like, hey, look at this dumbass doing stuff. Blur their face so they don't realize that it's them being a dumbass, that it's you being a dumbass, and see if you would think that you're an idiot for being an idiot, the idiot that you are. Because if you get my goddamn way again, driving like a fuckbag, my truck is as old as I am and ready to fall the fuck apart, I will murder you, goddammit. I do not give a fuck.
So guess what the combined score on for Masked Rider is?
1.75, right?
Yep.
Yeah, basic math, bitch. I passed that there fifth grade math. But yeah, so like I said, basically when it comes down to it, from now on the show might just be me and Scott, and then like me, Scott, and Bill later in the day. We still got to get all that worked out.
Yeah, we still got to figure this stuff out.
But
again,
either way, that was that. It's officially 5:00. We're gonna get the fuck out of here because I got Luke Cage to watch. I still got another piece of steak sitting for me at home, already cooked, ready to go, getting cold. And I'm going to go home, make me up a barbecue steak sandwich, because cold steak, the only way to fix that is barbecue sauce. Good steak don't need no sauce, unless it's cold steak, because cold steak ain't good steak.
Steak.
I'm hungry, goddammit.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.